This is Your Wetlands. I'm Jerry Kay. 25 years ago, a group of Berkeley and Richmond area citizens founded the Urban Creeks Council in opposition to a channelization project by the Army Corps of Engineers. The result of their efforts? A natural channel for Wildcat Creek instead of a concrete one. Today, the council continues to use a multi-objective approach to restore local creeks and revitalize Bay Area communities. Kristen Quay is Restoration and Outreach Coordinator with the Urban Creeks Council. We spoke at the council's offices at Strawberry Creek Park in Berkeley.
The first known restoration daylighting project in California was done here by the people who founded Urban Creeks Council. It's the creek right outside here, and it was an abandoned railway yard about 25, 30 years ago. There were crime problems, and it was basically a forgotten neighborhood. So what our founders did was they came together with city officials and a landscape architect and said, listen, this is a forgotten area. Let's revitalize it. So they brought the creek up out of the culvert. They put a whole new channel in. They put a set of riparian trees in, and they made a park. And now the park is basically the source of a revitalized community. The old railway building was made into offices, and people come out and eat their lunch on the grass, and there are a very diverse array of people working here. It's a lovely neighborhood now. Actually, walking through the creek this morning, we saw some cedar waxwings, a whole flock of them running around and twittering in the branches, and it's an amazing thing to see how much of an effect a little creek can have on a community.
What is the social justice component of creek restoration?
It's a very complicated issue, but I would say that a lot of the communities that we like to work in and that we need to work in are traditionally disadvantaged and marginalized communities, meaning they were built without much planning, they were usually outcast communities, and they're usually built on the cheapest land, which is the land that usually floods. It's in the lower areas. And they are the ones who suffer a lot from the effects of channelization and other problems that result from urbanization from these creeks. So we're not only approaching the ecology of the creek when we are looking at these communities, we are also approaching how can we benefit these communities and what can they do to empower themselves to change their situation, and how can they be empowered by nature and the restoration of nature and be involved in a process that previously they were not involved in. This really can mean a lot, especially for the kids who have never seen a chorus frog before. When you go into a community where you've been working and you see the look on a child's face when they catch a frog and they see the frog, it's a miracle to see.
What's the relationship of creeks to wetlands?
Creeks feed wetlands. They're sort of like the veins that feed the wetlands. They're a lifeblood. They bring water and nutrients down from the upper watersheds, which the wetlands then filter. And in turn, when the wetlands filter, that provides cleaner water to the bay. The wetlands are often considered the kidneys of this whole riparian system, and that's really what they function as. When creeks disappear, wetlands disappear and change, and the systems are thrown out of balance. Species start to disappear, rare plants start to disappear, and that has ramifications throughout the whole ecosystem. That's something that is a very important function for not just the creek or the wetland or the bay, but all of these things put together.
And you got to start somewhere. Not everyone lives near an ocean or a major river, but there are a lot of creeks. And creeks, once they're restored, it's amazing what happens. Talk about the impact from creek restoration. What have you seen?
Well, I could go on for hours about that. There are many impacts that are very difficult to define. Not only the immediate impacts to a community, these projects can also have benefits to flood protection. When we increase channel capacity, we prevent flooding from happening upstream and downstream of those projects. We have the chance to bring back threatened species such as the steelhead trout, which is what happened when a section of Cordonese's Creek was restored a few years ago. We were able to document the first recorded instance of spawning of these threatened fish in this creek, and that really changed the entire approach to the management of the watershed and the creek. It really revitalized the whole process. And if we can bring back a species like this in an urbanized area such as Berkeley, which is a very, very urbanized area, more than 50%, then it really gives us hope for so many other things, not just for restoring creeks, but for restoring whole ecosystems. Riparian areas are important sources of oxygen, shade, biodiversity, and recreation for people who don't have yards and gardens to enjoy. Many, many urban residents do not have yards, and they have to have a place to go to experience nature.
You've been listening to an interview with Kristen Quay, Restoration and Outreach Coordinator for the Urban Creeks Council. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. Our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. To learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, please visit sfbayjv.org. And we encourage you to visit yourwetlands.org often for more podcasts, tours, and updates. And don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast. Just follow the links on the right side of the podcast page. We also invite you to email us your comments. Our address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. I'm Jerry Kay.